we're happy to welcome you to Arts Live and Local here on Coast Community Radio. This is Carol, your host. Coming up this Tuesday evening is the beginning of the Jewish Festival of Lights, and that's because this will be the 25th day of the month. That would be the month of Kislev. It's the 16th day of December, but it's the end of the moon cycle. It's a very dark night, and it's as close as it comes to the solstice, so it's one of the longest, darkest nights. I want to wish everybody a good holiday and time in your lives, in the world, to bring light into the darkness. Chag Sameach.
Hanukkah linda está aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Hanukkah linda está aquí, ocho candelas para mí. Oh.
Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Muchas fiestas vou fazer, com alegria e prazer. Muchas fiestas vou fazer, com alegria e prazer. Oh,
uma candelica, duas candelicas, três candelicas, quatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, sete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Los pastelicos voy a comer con almendricas y la miel. Los pastelicos voy a comer con almendricas y la miel. Oh.
Una candelica, dos candelicas, tres candelicas, cuatro candelicas, cinco candelicas, seis candelicas, siete candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.
Ocho Candelicas by Flora Yagoda, who was just being celebrated in Seattle last week. That's eight candles, the eight candles of the holiday of Hanukkah. So, we have, thank goodness, more than 8 days because we have so many things going on around here that it's mind-blowing. And I'm going to start out with a couple of my guests who are both showing, opening tomorrow night in Astoria for Astoria Art Walk. And they happened to be showing in galleries right next door to each other, which I thought was very sweet. I'm sure they did that on purpose, yes. And they've both been on the air before, so let me welcome. And then I'm going to actually interview each of them separately, but I encourage the other to jump right in and ask questions or... I may need to be a little careful here. I've got Dulcie Taylor here. You know how she can be. So Dulcie Taylor is here from Old Town Framing.
Hi,
Dulcie. And that's at 1287 Commercial. And then Betty Lou Krause is here from the Tempo Gallery, which is 1271 Commercial, right next door. Hi, Betty Lou.
Hi, Carol.
Great. I'm so glad you're both here. And let me start out with you, Betty Lou. You are doing a show called Open Up the Cupboard Doors. I love it. I actually, when I moved into my old 1903 shack, I took the cupboard doors off so I could access the... So I should have kept them. I could have given them to you, right?
I wish you would have kept them. They would have been fun to paint on.
That's what you're doing, is it?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I don't exactly know how that started, but I think I've seen it before, but I don't know. I went out I went off to Longview and bought like 16 cupboard doors and started taping them off and painting on them. So I've got a couple of brand new seascapes and, oh, two or three others that are on cupboard doors, as well as a few on canvas.
Are they all the same size, these cupboard doors?
Oh, no. Cupboard doors are not the same size.
No. Well, would you like to put a call out, since you're talking to people all over the world, and if they have, will you use old cupboard doors?
I could use old cupboard doors. I haven't tried yet. I've been using new ones, but...
Sure, but might as well.
Recycling cupboard doors could be really fun.
It could. So, now... this is new for you. What do you usually paint on?
I've been painting on mostly canvas, but I've been wanting to paint on wood panel, and that kind of is what happened with the cupboard door stuff, and I'm really loving it. Because you can actually, you know, once you get some color on there, and some tints can work with the grain and incorporate that into the painting, and so
are you doing
I'm excited.
This? Are you doing this with your hands, the way you just showed us, or are you using brushes? Or
I use brushes, knives, and my hands.
And
I know
hand.
Once I start using my hands, we're nearly done.
Oh, okay. Well, you also make tiles, though.
I have the tiles made with digital.
With your design.
Digital images. And
okay.
They're printed by the Ilwaco High School. They have a little sustainable learning industry there. And
wow.
They do ornaments and tiles for me. And I have those as well down at the gallery just for this show.
Do they do that for anyone?
They do that for anyone.
This is good information.
Uh-huh.
No one's ever mentioned it before. That's terrific.
It's really terrific.
Ilwaco High School. Okay, so now you are gone a lot of the year, though. Where are you when you're gone?
I work as a shipboard naturalist with a little eco-tour company called Lindblad Expeditions, and we're partnered with National Geographic. So I've cut back now to about 3 months a year, and I do trips in Alaska and in Baja California. So
sounds
hiking,
rough.
Whale watching, bird watching, it's good stuff.
It's a hard life.
Yes, it is.
So I'm assuming you go to Alaska in the summertime and then Baja
In the winter, when the gray whales are down there.
This is great. I love it. I love it. And do you paint while you're on ship or no?
No, I photograph when I'm on ship, but ship life is really busy, and there's not really much space for cupboard doors and canvases.
Right. Do you get inspirations, though?
Absolutely, yes. And the photography opportunities are incredible, and I do some sketching. Once in a while, a few little watercolors, but... Mm-hmm. Generally, no big stuff there.
Okay. So paintings, do you have cards as well?
I do. I have a set of holiday cards, and I have other cards of my work.
Just realized I've got one right in my hand.
And I have prints, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do you do, Betty? I know that at one point you opened a gallery on the peninsula.
Bay Avenue Gallery is still in business, and it's owned by Sue Raymond, and there are 50 local artists in that gallery now. That's up in Ocean Park.
It's not that big, is it? 50?
No,
artists?
But she moved to a new building and also built a big classroom. So
nice.
She teaches art to the homeschool kids up there and other interested people.
So what I'm feeling here, and we're going to get hit with this again later in the show, is that art is very much alive and well on the peninsula.
Absolutely. The art groups and individuals on the peninsula are doing great work. We just had a wonderful studio tour on Thanksgiving weekend, and there's lots going on over there.
So when did you get involved with Tempo Gallery, which is a cooperative gallery, isn't it?
Yes. I've been with Tempo just about a year. It's a wonderful group. I think we're about 8 or 9 of us at this point that hang in there and, of course, share that space with the Astoria Music Festival.
Right, right. So the art's up there even when the music festival is going on, but they step into the office part of it. So is there something special about it? I mean, it was one thing when you owned your own gallery, and now you're in a cooperative gallery. How does that compare in terms of considering your schedule? Is that a better fit for you? Or
I'm in a gallery in Alaska, and then in Bay Avenue, and then in Tempo. So this is a lot more manageable. Owning the gallery and then working 4 or 5 months on the ship was nearly impossible, but It's still there.
Which is the good news. You were smart, yeah, because you got it going. And did you and Sue start it, actually, together?
Yeah, Sue and I started together.
Yeah, and then you said, okay, onward. You're birthing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And for full disclosure, Betty Lou also, I actually met her in the North Coast Chorale. Are you singing anymore?
Yeah,
are
I've been singing with Bayside Singers and Barbara Polshock and that crew.
Okay, you've got a concert coming up too.
Tomorrow.
Right, and so does the North Coast Chorale. Denise is going to be in to talk about that a little bit later. Okay, so now, that's the Temple Gallery looks tiny, right? The door space is just really small, but it goes way back, and the walls are full, and there are little rooms offside.
Little
pocket galleries. Oh, I like that, yeah. Well, the voice you just heard is Dulcie Taylor, and that space is right next door, and it is huge.
It is
That's
huge.
That's a really large space. It's a frame shop as well. Is that the predominant?
Custom picture framing, yeah.
Custom picture framing, and then you put up a show practically every month.
Yeah, last year I started putting up a show every 2 months because it's just a lot of work along with picture framing to put up a show every month. Right. But the first of the year I have onesies and then onesie shows, 1 month shows.
Oh,
and then we go into a couple months at a time.
Okay, yeah. Again, for full disclosure here, Dulcie doesn't just own and run the gallery, the frame shop. She also helps run this city because she's one of the folks with the ADHDA, Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
Yeah, good work.
I have to close my eyes to say it, but yeah. And so that's why her voice may sound familiar on the air, because she's talked about that as well and been very, very active. But this month is special because the show is What I Do When I'm Not With You. It sounds like a song.
I know, doesn't it? I'll write a little poetry for it.
There you go.
Tomorrow in my spare time.
In your spare The opening is tomorrow night. This is all during Art Walk. And by the way, there are a number of other galleries taking part in this. But Dulcie's show, What I Do When I'm Not With You, Drawings, Doodles, and Mysterious Brain Anomalies. And if you know Dulcie, you know that is just right on. I really like that a lot. Drawings, and what are we going to see?
Basically, this is work that when I'm done at the store, or I'm done with my meetings, I'm done with dinner and maybe a cocktail, I go home and I pull out my paper and I kind of spew, if you will, onto a piece of paper. So it's all these things that I do in the dark of night, typically. Ooh. And I have about, let's see, I'm not quite complete hanging the show, but I have 28 pieces.
Oh, wow.
Color, black and white. Some of them have some representational qualities. Some of them are totally abstract. People say they look like a maze. That's a lot of different stuff. I can't stick to one thing. It just depends on...
Is it mostly new stuff that you've been doing?
It's all new stuff.
It's all new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All new stuff, quite different than any of my other work that I've had there before.
Oh, wow. Okay, well...
No weird heads.
Well, I was just going to say that's kind of funny, though, because you have so much different work all the time. It's always different.
Yeah.
I mean...
This is very different.
Each show...
And it's mostly small.
Ah,
I think the largest piece is like 14 inches some direction.
Okay, so this is tomorrow evening. What do you paint in? What do you use?
This is colored pencil and pen and ink and these really cool alcohol pens that I found. So basically stuff that I can just...
And you're painting on...
On paper.
Paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On paper, yeah.
Do you frame your stuff?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I was going to tell you, I know a good frame shop. Okay.
Yeah, I've been making frames for a month. and I'm still not done, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna let both Dulcie Taylor at Old Town Framing, 1287 Commercial, what I do when I'm not with what I do when I'm not with you. I want to hear that one. And Betty Lou Krause, who's showing at Tempo 1271 Commercial, Open Up the Cupboard Door. Maybe we could put those two together. Open Up the Cupboard Doors.
I was thinking that maybe what you could take commissions for cupboard doors, you know.
Okay.
If you were painting on old ones.
Well, I was going to bring my guitar and write you a song.
Okay, good.
Oh, there we go. Wait, right here. Only in the studios of Coast Community Radio can such a thing happen. Hey, you two, thank you so much.
Thanks,
and
girl.
Congratulations on your shows.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll let you know, I already told you that Terry Remington is going to be in the afternoon from 1 to 3. Kim Hamlin is at Imogen with her fabulous paper cuts. Gallery on 10th, the pop-up gallery is that's down by the water. Over 25 artists, and you heard Larie last week talking about that. River Sea is featuring Marion Rainey Oman, also from across the peninsula, at least originally, and with a retrospective, and also the holiday work from a lot of different artists. And Yes.
Can I put on my ADHDA hat?
Yes, please.
We had a coloring contest for the holiday season, and I bet we got 150 kids and adults that colored this image of the Liberty with Santa and an elf and a Christmas tree. And that's located, that show, all of those are going to be on for viewing at the old Classy Closet space on Commercial at the bottom of the Astor Hotel across from Street 14.
Great.
It is remarkable.
Is it going to stay up there for a while?
No, it's going to be up for one.
Just tomorrow. Eek. Okay, folks. Catch it. Catch it tomorrow. Also, Gala is showing a group show with benefiting the establishment of Sammy's Place, which we heard about on the radio. And lots of Laughing Duck Digital Pun. I just love that name. And Chris Bryan is over at Winifred Byrne Luminary Arts. And so much more. And we are so happy to have this kind of a town where the arts are alive and well. Because of you. Because of you supporting the arts. And supporting local businesses and local artists for your holiday sharing. Hey, speaking of local, Moody Little Sisters is coming to town. That would be Moody Little Sister. That would be Naomi Hooley and Rob Stroop. And they are working with Catherine Clare. Let's see, tonight at the Peninsula Arts in Long Beach at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at the Coaster at 3 o'clock. That's Catherine's thing, and Aralee is going to join them too. Here's Moody Little Sister. I think you'll recognize the tune, one of my faves.
Is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still within the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near, sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know I love on this winter night with you.
That's Moody Little Sister with a beautiful piece that I try to play every year at this time of year, but I've never heard them do it. And again, they'll be tonight at Peninsula Arts with Catherine Clare. And then on Sunday, Catherine Clare's gig at the Coaster at 3, and Moody Little Sister and Arlie will be joining. I missed the concert last night, so sorry. Okay, I now have three notables. Ooh, three notables who are going to have a show. I'm sorry. The name of the show is Truth Telling. Okay, let's see. They're all looking at me seriously, so I guess they think it's a very serious thing. And that's a good thing. I haven't seen the show yet. Okay, checking on each other. This is at the Shelburne Inn, and that is in Seaview, Washington. And for this show, I have the two proprietors of the hotel, which are who are David Campiche, who's here with me right now. Hi, David.
Hi.
And I also have will have at the show Laurie Anderson, who is not here. We're sorry, but somebody's got to run the business, right?
It's true.
She's
cooking cookies for her Jane Austen tea on Sunday.
That's happening on Sunday. This, first we're going to talk about Saturday, though, and that the other two folks are the Astoria Contingency, and that would be Rhonda Grudnick. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello, Carol.
And Dwight Caswell. Hello.
Howdy.
Okay, so these folks in this room right now, I have a photographer and writer. Photographer/writer, and I have a painter, and I have a potter and writer, and Rhonda does poetry too, don't you?
Some,
but that's not one of, you know, we're not going to put you on the spot with that.
What she does is she writes prose that everybody thinks is poetry.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. I like that, non-rhyming poetry. Okay, so the thing is, this show will have quite a bit of variety in the art. So why don't you tell us about it? It is from 1 to 4 tomorrow at the Shelburne. What's the story? Is it just a one-afternoon thing, or will the art be available to look at for a while, or what's going on? David's shaking his head, yes, this is good. Tell us.
Well, somehow the Shelburne Inn has been transformed with artwork around all the time anyway, and so I'm very honored to have Dwight's work permanently.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid I have too many pots all the time. And
never too many pots. Never too many David Campiche pots.
At any rate, yeah, we'll keep them around, okay. And it's going to be such a pleasure.
So, Rhonda, what are you going to be sharing with us?
Well, actually, I'm going to be sharing some etchings and a few smaller paintings. The space isn't very big, so we're trying to make it fit as much in as we can.
Okay, because you do some very large work at times. So this will be some of your smaller etchings and
atmospheric paintings.
Oh,
I
know what they are.
Come from truth telling, I guess. But it depends on what someone's looking at, what truth they see.
This is your personal truth.
Yes.
Okay, Dwight, what are we going to see from you?
Well, see, I've got some.
Please don't cough in the microphone.
Sorry about that.
Earphones.
I've got photographs, both black and white, traditional silver gelatin process, and some digital color. And I find the contrast between my work and Rhonda's interesting, because when I take a photograph, I know exactly what it's going to look like when I print it, the moment I take the picture. And Rhonda, when she paints, stands in front of a blank canvas and just starts painting and has a little trouble figuring out when the painting is done.
Huh.
Two entirely different techniques.
Very interesting. And how would you fit pottery in with that, or clay work, David?
Well, it seemed I probably spent 30 years learning to throw tall and straight and round and with beautiful surfaces. And for the last 10 years, it's very hard to define, but it's sort of like finding the Zen in clay or giving it a persona or finding its persona and or maybe putting mine into it. I don't really know, but there's an evolution for sure. And of course, there's an evolution in all of this work. You mm-hmm. know, Lori's too.
What is Lori going to be sharing?
Photographs.
Okay.
She may have a weaving or two. I don't know, but
I've mostly seen Lori's photographs in combination with your articles in the Coast Weekend. Mm-hmm. Dwight does both the photographs and the writing, but I've mm-hmm. seen, yeah. And
sometimes Dwight photographs for me, too. And mm-hmm. I should tell a story about that, because we went out one day, and I had a little camera and shot 50 shots, and Dwight wouldn't, and waited and waited and waited and waited. And finally, there's a flash, and he gets out the big box camera and takes one frame. And that's
the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy to edit all those hundreds of pictures.
I see. Yeah,
or maybe
I see.
Too cheap. You know?
It's a good thing he's got a little bit of talent and skill, eh? Well, that's the beauty of it. We were out there in the rotunda, and I had the six artists out there all together, and some of them didn't even know each other, so it was brilliant seeing people coming together. And I love it when you've now put together this show, which is combining genres as well as humans, and yet you have shared the work as well. So 1 to 4 is the reception for the art, and will people get a tour of the Shelburne? Is that is the art just like right in one area, or
it's spread out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's stuff on the walls now, but the main part of the show is going to be in what's called the Ingle Nook. It's the area of the dining room that's between the main dining room and the pub.
It's
where all the stained glass is.
It's
pretty space.
Yeah, well, it's a fun way to show art. Maybe a bit challenging, but it's also a fun way for folks to see the art, as opposed to in a traditional, whatever that means, gallery.
Yeah, think of it as kind of a pop-up show, and mm-hmm. something will remain for a while, but we'll have more images and pots and so on at the actual opening from mm-hmm. 1 to 4 tomorrow. I should say something about Lori's photography, too. She's been doing some panoramas. She has one really nice one. It's like 12 by 60 inches of it's a pre-dawn shot of the crabbers off the North Head.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's doing some interesting work as well.
Neat. So it's going to be...
And if we're bragging, I mean, sure. I love what Rhonda does, and go to her house just to sit and somehow...
Isn't it wonderful? Yes. Isn't it wonderful how rich we are?
Well, actually, speaking of rich... I should mention that people don't have to be rich to come to the show, because we're including a lot of smaller work that's not as pricey.
You mean this art is for sale? What a concept!
Yeah.
And okay. if they spend too much, Dwight's going to do a cocktail hour afterwards.
I see.
Yeah, so we'll get them coming and going.
I see. Well, I'm just fascinated by the idea of doing shows in. Places that, you know, putting art in places that we're not used to seeing it. And, of course, at the Shelburne, we are used to seeing it because we've got two artists own the place. But this is different, bringing in other people. And, again, for the viewer to see it in spaces and places and then also to get a look at the place. So congratulations on the show. I think it's delightful. And this is tomorrow from 1 to 4, the Shelburne in Seaview. What street are you on? What numbers are you
main
between?
Main Street, which yeah. Highway between 103.
What, between what street?
We're 4 blocks north of the intersection into Seaview.
Is it 40-something?
It's 45th.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. what I'm looking for.
4415, I okay. believe, is the exact. But
you can tell that. I'm from New York. We have to have street names, because otherwise I'll never find the place. Sure. In Seaview on the peninsula. And is there a phone number or someplace if someone wants more information?
Sure. 642-2442.
Okay. 360. Great. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for putting this together, all of you. And I look forward to seeing it, whether it's tomorrow or another day.
I hope you're going to be there.
Well, you know, I would like to beam up is what I would like to do. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay, there you go.
Rhonda's working on that. She just completed, got an A in a course in biophysics, and so it's...
I see. Well, this is good. We'll talk about that next time. All right. Okay. Thank you so much, my guests, David Campiche, Rhonda Grudnick, and Dwight Caswell. And together with Laurie Anderson, they have a show tomorrow, Truth Telling, at the Shelburne in Seaview, Washington. Thanks, guys. And now I've got some music for you from Hook and Anchor. That's it, Hook and Anchor. And the name of the piece is Wild Wind. And they are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Columbian Theater on 11th and Marine Drive in Astoria. I think doors open at 9:15 or something, probably after the movie. So have a listen. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, TillamookCoastRadio.org.
Driving across the ocean, stay inside. Winds pours down on us, tides running high. Nothing as cold as we is ever gonna die.
Hook and Anchor. That's Luke and Katie and friends. And you can hear them tomorrow night at after 9 o'clock at the Columbian Theater on 11th and Marine Drive in Astoria. Oh, my goodness. Did I say there's so much going on? There is. There is a fabulous, and I know it's a fabulous, gourmet holiday home tour going on, and that is Sunday on the Long Beach Peninsula. I know it's fabulous because I got to go to the preview, and I thought, you know, it'll be just a little something. Oh, my God. It was fabulous. And the host of that fabulous home that I went to is here with me, Nansen Moline. Is that right? Did I say it right, even?
You did.
Okay, good. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm delighted. And I can give you a public thank you now. That was one heck of a party.
Oh, it was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. And one of the people, let me back up a little bit and say that this is actually, it sounds like it's a double, I'll let my other guests tell you the details, but it sounds like it's a double benefit, in good part for the Liberty Theater and the Liberty Restoration, and also for the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that was the voice of Penny Treat, who is wearing 14 hats today, and one of them, and why she's here for this, is that she's a board member of the Liberty, and she put this thing together, and it is going to be huge because I had this wonderful time at Nansen's house, and that's just one of six.
It's one of six homes.
Gosh.
Yes.
And every home is so different. From historical to modern, it's amazingly different.
We're going to sprinkle some Christmas fairy dust on everybody that attends, because there we go from an ocean view lodge style to a Nantucket and sea view to a nostalgic Christmas to a Pacific Northwest craftsman to a beach villa to a coastal holiday chic. And each one has not only their, the homes are so absolutely beautiful. And a huge thank you to those homeowners like Paul and Lana Nemi. Each homeowner has spent a long time decorating their homes.
I'm sure.
Every single room is decorated.
Yes, and we have, when we talk about gourmet, we really mean gourmet because there is a chef in each home. And they have a menu.
You mean a professional chef?
Yes, indeed. And they, except for my husband, Tom. He's in one of the homes. He spent 2.5 hours shucking crab in front of the sink. His crab.
This is going to be absolutely outrageous.
Yes.
Okay, now, we said the Long Beach Peninsula. Where does it go? How far apart are these homes?
Well, it starts down in El Waco, the first home, and it ends up in Surfside up at the end. Now, it doesn't take that long, and the homes are all so different that you really needed to go from one end to the other to get a flavor. And there are some of the best restaurants there are going to be in each home.
You know, the way you said that just now, it reminded me of like when you do a wine tasting, how you have a cracker in between.
Exactly.
So here's where you have a little bit of space in between, and so that you have time to breathe and absorb and process, and then you walk into the next fabulous.
And not only the homes, there'll be musicians in each home, and there'll be
children's art. Well, there's 5 pieces of original art from the Boys and Girls Club that is there for a silent auction.
In the different homes?
In the different homes.
Each home has that.
Wow. Absolutely.
And there'll be fine art,
jewelry,
home decor.
We have musicians there as well. We have the high school choir going through caroling to each home. We have George Coleman, the guitarist.
How long does this go for on Sunday?
What's from 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to kick you out if you're having a good time after 6.
I'm thinking that this sounds like it could be a whole day of fair.
It can.
You can eat your way and experience your way.
And actually, in the middle of the day, you should go. The Shelburne is our home number 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's the historic inn. And they are having a Jane Austen tea. It's her annual Christmas tea. And you can stop by and get tea, a la carte tea for lunch, and then head on to the next home.
Wow.
Just one example of one of the menus of one of the homes is the Ziegler home. And it's a progressive brunch and lunch and dinner. Mini traditional, it's a mini traditional Benedict.
with orange juice and raspberries, assorted fruit, for breakfast. The lunch is corn chowder, Reuben bites, open-faced chicken pesto salad, and evening is smoked salmon and brie with maple honey glaze.
Wait a second. This is just in one house?
One house.
So you could just stay in one house?
Yeah, or you could come back five times. Oh, you could.
And there's champagne to boot.
Oh, right. So you have to have a designated driver. Meanwhile, I'm starting to drool here just thinking of how rich this is with the art of what the owners have done with their homes. And I know, Nansen, because I know how much was in your home. And I have to say, it was packed. And we enjoyed it thoroughly. Plus, I met all kinds of people I didn't know, people I did know. And it was great fun.
And Carol, you know what? We've taken it to another level. I've added two more trees. And I've added more decorations that I couldn't fit in and didn't have the time. So you have to come back because you won't even recognize. It's like a whole new level. I did want to tell you that the box office is going to open extended hours. So on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to open at 9 a.m.
The box office
of the Liberty Theater.
Oh, okay. Now, that's a very important part. Where do people get their tickets?
So if you're here in Astoria, just pop over to the box office, the Liberty Theater box office,
that's 12
from 9
and
to 5.
Commercial.
And this afternoon and all day, you know. And then Friday, they're available Friday.
Today,
they're at the box office and also at the Bank of Pacific.
Okay, on the peninsula.
Right, on the other side.
Okay, let me just mention the Liberty, if you want to check and make sure they're open. Or you might even be able to do it by phone. Can you do it by phone?
If you go to liberty-theater.org, uh-huh. It has all of the hours.
Oh, okay.
And also, Costa Weekend did a great article. And if you go to coastaweekend.com, you could actually look up all the locations.
Actually, I'm looking at it right now. You got the cover.
And is that the cutest little puppy you've ever seen? That's my grand puppy.
I see. Well, you saw my dog outside. You know, they're a little different in facials, but this is great. And so that means the whole inside is full of
So the day of, they
well.
Can purchase tickets at the door of the first home. That's the Lon and Nimi home in Iwako.
Okay. What if they go to, you know, if they're coming from up there and they go to one of the other homes first, can
they
get a ticket anywhere?
The homeowners will have some tickets.
Yes. Okay, good.
And anyone should, don't hesitate. Just, you know, come over. We'll get you tickets. Say, hey, Nansen and Penny sent you.
Absolutely.
And we'll get you some tickets and get you in.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the number at the Liberty also is 503-325-5922, extension 55. If we were talking, this is just so much, and you're going, slow down, give me this. You can check in. But basically, this is going to be a very rich day on Sunday. Don't forget, it's the 14th. It's from 10 until 6, although the box office at the Liberty is opening at 9, so you can get tickets then. And homes all through the Long Beach Peninsula. Do you want to give any particular spot? We know the Shelburne. We know where that is in Seaview because we just had David on. But any place else on the peninsula for folks to know where to go?
So the first home is in Iwako, but it's in the Discovery Heights. And where that is it's very close to the North Head Lighthouse. So if you go around back of that mountain there, it's a fabulous view. It's just worth it. It's actually a gated community, but the gates will be open all day. And it is amazing. Totally worth it. The address is 3001 Lighthouse Keepers Road.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And you could just show up, and the homeowner, actually, Holly McComb,
Jewelers is going
to be displaying there. And her tree, let me tell you, I want that entire tree. I need to tell Santa that's on my list.
I see. Well, after the tour, then you can have the tree.
Right. Actually, everything will be for sale. So, and proceeds also go to benefit the Liberty Restoration Foundation.
So if once people get their ticket, then it will have directions how to get where they're going.
Addresses and maps,
and
there'll be signage out.
Great.
And one of the, for the David and Robin Randall home, there's going to be the Des Chapeaux, which is a lovely clothing store. And her designer is, she has been inspired by Coco Chanel, and her jewelry will be there. And it is unbelievably beautiful.
My God, I'm exhausted. And I haven't even gone anywhere. Hey, thank you so very much for putting this on. Again, don't forget, folks, in addition to your having a fabulous day, this is a benefit for the Liberty Restoration, the Liberty Theater, which is on 12th and Commercial and the Gem of Astoria. So bravo to the folks in the, on the Long Beach Peninsula, including you, Nansen,
and
your family for pitching in so generously to benefit, because the Liberty is for the whole area.
Absolutely. And it's, that was the intent, is that we reach across the puddle and include all of us. And
right.
So merry, merry Christmas to everybody. And we hope to
great.
See their smiling faces there. Thank you
wonderful.
To all our wonderful homeowners, too.
Absolutely. To everyone who has made this happen. And again, if you need to contact you're driving in the car and you didn't write it down, you can go to, you said Liberty Theater. It's liberty-theater with an ER.org, or give them a call at 325-5922, extension 55, Sunday, 10 to 6. Breathe deeply. This is going to be fabulous. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you so much for coming in. Penny Treat, Liberty board member who got this together, and Nansen Moline, who was brave enough not only to be doing this all day Sunday, but put on this fantastic preview that overwhelmed me. Really, it was quite amazing. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
happy
you.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick music, and then I've got Catherine Clare here, and then I've got the North Coast Chorale and the Children's Chorus coming in. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.
To me with a rose on her bosom, the moon's dancing purple all through her black hair, and the lady is in waiting. She stands neath my window. The sun will rise soon on the false and the fair. She tells me she comes from my mother, the mountain. Her skin fits her tightly, and her lips do not. She silently slips from her throat a medallion, and slowly she twirls it in front of my eyes, singing to Lorelei. Oh, singing to Lorelei. Oh, I watch her, I love her, I long for her to touch her. Satin she's wearing is shimmering blue. Outside my window, her ladies are sleeping. My dogs have gone hunting. The howling is through. So I reach for her hands, and her eyes turn to poison. Her hair turns to splinters, and her flesh turns to brine. She leaps across the room. She stands in the window and screams that my firstborn will surely be blind.
That's Catherine Clare. And again, she will be at the Peninsula Arts Center tonight and at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at the Coast Street Theater together with Moody Little Sister. And Ara Lee is going to show up there too. Ara Lee was, and Catherine were on Women's Music and just blew everybody away. So right now, I have a room full of women younger and not as young. How's that? Well, I can be the oldest. I mean, I am the oldest by far, but what the heck. Dr. Denise Reed is here. She is the director and conductor of the North Coast Chorale. And then, oh my goodness, I'm going to ask you to introduce your guests, or your guests can introduce yourselves by name.
Yes. Okay. She doesn't have their names. Yes. We have here Josette.
Hi.
And Ivy.
Hi.
And Kiri.
Hi.
And okay. The Ivy and Kiri are people who are singers in the Clatsop. Clatsop County Children's Chorus. There you have it.
So many C's in there. Clatsop County Children's Chorus. Now, how long has the Clatsop County Children's Chorus been around, Denise?
Well, they started last spring when we did the Mass of the Children of John Rutter. The North Coast Chorale did that, and they sung right along with the chorale in that performance.
And it was terrific, and it was so successful that
the children are continuing. Yes, right.
Wonderful. So, Josette, you are the mom, but I have to kind of wangle around to see you because all three of you are a little short, and I'm short too, but not quite as short. So, Josette, do you sing anyway? I mean, you might have been part of the chorale.
I do sing. I've been singing my whole life. I have been singing in choirs since I was 6 years old, which is more than a few years ago. And I haven't had a choir to sing with in the past few years, so it's been fun to participate with the children's chorale. Even though I'm not really a child, I seem to blend in all right.
You fit right in there. That's amazing. Okay, so now your Kiri is sitting right with you. So, Kiri, how old are you?
Seven.
Speaking to that microphone.
Seven.
Seven, okay. And do you like to sing?
Yeah.
How could I tell? I knew that, didn't I? Because you got this
tell them how much you sing.
I sing all day, every day.
Oh, my goodness. Are you in school or are you homeschooled?
In school.
You go to school, huh? And you sing all day. I'm sure your teachers love it, too. How about Ivy? How old are you?
I'm 11.
Uh-huh. And I'm sorry, the bar is right in your eye. There you go. Now I can see you looking beautiful. Have you been singing for most of your life?
Yeah. I don't really remember how much I sang when I was little, but I know I did sing a lot.
Do you get to sing in school at all?
No, because I'm in orchestra.
Oh, my. Where do you go to school?
I go some part of the day to the middle school, part of the day to the high school for the orchestra, and then I'm half-time homeschooled still.
Wow, you've got a busy life there, mm-hmm. and you managed to find time for the Clatsop County Children's Chorus. Okay, so Denise, tell us what is going to be going on. I can tell you folks that this is happening at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. and then again Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's holiday traditions. Tell us what we're going to be hearing and how the children figure into this.
Well, we're going to be hearing music from several different holiday traditions. Some of them are Christmas, Hanukkah. There's Kwanzaa celebration also, so all of those will be featured in the show, along with a regular secular and sacred traditions that we have already that people are familiar with, carols and other secular songs like We Wish You a Merry Christmas, those types of things. The children are, they will have a little musical skit that tells about the tradition of Las Posadas, which is a Mexican tradition, and it tells the legend of how the poinsettia came about.
Oh, how wonderful. Mm-hmm. I just brought one in for the radio station. I don't even know that story, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, are the children going to be singing with the chorale at all, or it's two separate things?
Well, they do another number, Christmas cartoon celebration, and there's a special number in there that the chorale will join them on this time.
Oh, how fun.
So, yeah.
How fun. And I'm wondering, Kiri, are you going to wear your ears during the show?
No.
Oh, okay. Kiri's wearing, I'm not sure whose ears those are. Are those cat ears?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought so, because my dog kind of looked at you funny when you came in. So, Josette, what do you think about singing with other kids as well as singing with the adults?
You said Josette.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean Josette. I meant Ivy.
I like it. I think sometimes it's a little confusing trying to sing with all of the adults, too.
It's the adults who are the confusing ones, I bet. It can be so.
I had one of my bassists come and say to me, yesterday we had a dress rehearsal, they said, you know, at one time I could memorize all that music, but now I can't imagine how those kids have memorized all of the music that they have to sing.
So
he couldn't do it.
So you guys don't have your own music. You're not holding music in front of you.
No.
No. We're just doing it by memory.
And actually, when the children did the Mass of the Children last spring, they also memorized their parts.
How embarrassing, huh? Well, it's true.
Adults.
It's true. Yes, exactly. But Josette, you're somewhere in between there. So you're, well, it's going to be fantastic. And this is all at the Performing Arts Center tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., Holiday Traditions with the North Coast Chorale, and then Sunday at 2 p.m., and the Clatsop County Children's Chorus. Now, the North Coast Chorale is also sponsoring a concert tomorrow afternoon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that concert is a benefit for the PAC. That one is, in particular, is the Portland Gay Men's Chorus. And if you haven't seen them, they are fantastic.
Yes,
there's dancing. There are a cappella groups. And there's a large group that was singing. And in our negotiations, we wanted it to be at the PAC because there were so many. But as we talked to people about it, we couldn't fit the number of people they're bringing to that on that stage.
Right.
So it's going to be at the Astoria High School at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And they are coming from two sold-out performances in Portland.
Wow. Wow, this is a terrific opportunity, and I believe they are supporting the Performing Arts Center themselves, aren't they?
Yes, well, that's what they, everything
they're,
that's taken
they're
in.
Donating
goes,
their time.
They're donating their time, yes.
To, for this community. Mm-hmm. So, folks, let's turn out tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Astoria High School for the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, and then in the evening... Oh, then, of course, you'll go to Art Walk if you're on this side of the river. And then in the evening at 7 o'clock to the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin. Or you can do that on Sunday at 2 and something else Saturday night. And there are some other things going on. Believe it or not, there's a ton of things going on.
Lots of things.
It's a bit overwhelming. One of my very important, we were talking before about the dogs, tomorrow from 9:30 a.m., but you got all day for this, till 3, not all day, but starts early, is the Clatsop Animal Assistance, and that is their big fundraiser. It's over at the Fort George Lovell Building on 15th. Or 14th and Duane in Astoria. There's all kinds of silent auction and raffles. You heard them last week, and that's a way to support the four-legged friends that we have in this community. Three Cups Coffee, Coffee Girl at 1:30, Astoria Winter Market is opening. That's all tomorrow. Tonight, you know, there's things to do, too. The Astoria Library, Bob Pyle and Florence Sage at 6. Coaster has Beauty and the Beast. I saw it last week. Well worth it. And then Sunday, you heard about Cat Claire and Catherine Claire. And then Astor Street Opry, Scrooged in Astoria, and their holiday music is on Thursday. And so much going on. Sunday, Fort George has Beach Fire, Ilwaco High School Choir, and Fire Mountain School are happening, and then the Astoria High School Choir on Tuesday. Anything else you want to tell us about tomorrow, any of you?
Well, maybe these girls might want to say something.
Do you have a goodbye?
You want to wish everybody a happy holiday? Oh, she's suddenly shy. Oh, my God. I bet you. Oh, it's an act. Okay. Okay, well, I want to thank my guests, Curie and Ivy, her big sister, and Josette, her mom, and Denise Reed from the North Coast Chorale.